Greetings, hapless graduate students. My name is Kari Elizabeth Morin. My institution is, or was, the University of Toronto. My department was English, and my year in graduate school is none because I finished, defended my thesis, and submitted it in 2007. The title of my thesis was Darkness Inside, the Role of the Half-Monster Hero in the Middle English Romance Tradition. This thesis was, as the title says, about heroes who are also a little bit monstrous. Often these heroes who appeared in these three big, huge, gigantic medieval poems were the sort of guys who would have monstrous parents, whose parents were demons or devils or monsters of some sort. The three heroes I looked at in these giant poems were Merlin, Alexander the Great, and Richard the Lionheart. And in these particular poems, Merlin's father was an incubus, so a demon. Alexander the Great's father was a magician who was pretending to be a god, and Richard the Lionheart's mother was not Eleanor of Aquitaine. In fact, she was a demon princess. So these three guys having their crazy monstrous parents were themselves a little bit crazy in the poems. And this is the interesting bit. The heroes themselves behaved like monsters. Merlin was, he did magic all over the place. He was hairy. He was popping in and out everywhere. And he eventually had to be contained. Alexander the Great was just kind of crazy, and as for Richard the Lionheart, he enjoyed eating the heads of his enemies. So looking at these guys was extremely interesting, because we think of heroes now as being all good and sweet and kind and nice and on the side of right, and that's really, really not what heroism is about. About it, or has been about for thousands of years. Our idea of the hero has changed lately, really, really lately. So it was interesting looking at, especially in this tradition, which was a very Christian tradition, so having this very strict idea of what was good and what was evil, but still these heroes who were really, really gray areas were able to exist, and that was my thesis, and that's about all the time I have, so goodbye.